from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Order seems to be restored in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reassured the nation he is in charge and that a coup attempted by some members of the military is over. The sounds of blasts and gunfire, however, continue to echo across the capital of Ankara and Istanbul into the morning, and it was unclear who was in control of military headquarters in Ankara. Just minutes ago, VOA spoke with our correspondent in Istanbul, Dorian Jones, who says the coup is essentially no more.
No, I think that this coup attempt has been crushed, although it has to be said throughout the day there's been sporadic violence, some of it very intense. Much was focused on a large barracks outside the capital, Ankara, which is believed to be the headquarters of the coup plot. Major fighting there. In fact, jets were brought in to quell the uprising, but it does appear now that order has been restored. Scores, many, many ambulances were seen rushing to the scene, so it does suggest there were a lot of injuries. But it does appear that now order has been restored throughout the country, although we do hear reports from time to time of sporadic clashes.
Mr. Jones also told us that although things are not back to normal, they are getting better on the streets of Istanbul.
Well, normality is slowly returning, but I have to be said, still things are very, very tense. I mean, there's still wreckage in many places of a night of terrible violence that rocked both Istanbul, Ankara, and a number of other provincial cities. There's still a lot of damage on the streets in various parts of the cities. But slowly life is returning, although many of the major arteries in Istanbul are still blocked, including one of the main bridges, which is causing major traffic problems, especially as they're trying to clear the tanks from one of the bridges.
This is VOA News. France began the first of 3 days of national mourning today following the attack on Bastille Day celebrations in Nice that left 84 people dead. French President François Hollande has extended for 3 months the national state of emergency that's been in place since the Paris attacks that killed 130 people. In Washington, President Obama says he spoke with Mr. Hollande.
And I told President Hollande that we will stand united now in our grief, and are praying for the many who are injured, many of whom are still fighting for their lives. And we pledge to stand with our French friends as we defend our nations against this scourge of terrorism and violence.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis are among the many who condemned Thursday's attack in Nice. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that they have reached agreement on a series of steps to bring about an end to Syria's civil war. Speaking after talks in Moscow, Secretary Kerry said both sides stressed that closer cooperation between the U.S. and Russia was critical to ending a conflict that has killed as many as a half million people.
The concrete steps that we have agreed on are not going to be laid out in public in some long list because we want them to work and because they need more work in order to work.
Foreign Minister Lavrov said that both sides share understanding they need each other and are needed by the international community. The United Nations top diplomat in Iraq is warning the expected military operation to liberate the city of Mosul from Islamic State fighters, and it could become the world's biggest humanitarian crisis. Currently, the UN estimates more than 10 million Iraqis require some form of humanitarian assistance, including the 3.4 million people who've been displaced since the rise of the Islamic State began in 2014. Self-exiled opposition leader Sam Rainsy is lobbying the European Parliament to impose measures on Cambodia in the wake of a concerted government crackdown on dissent and the murder of a prominent government critic last week. Speaking to VOA after giving testimony to parliamentarians, Rainsy said that he hoped Europe would follow up on an earlier pledge to link Cambodia's aid program with improvements in human rights. In U.S. politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump has announced Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his pick for vice president. Mr. Pence is widely seen as a strategically sound pick for Trump. The conservative governor is popular with social conservatives, a key voter bloc for the Republican Party. And the Republican Party will be holding its nominating convention next week in the U.S. city of Cleveland, Ohio. VOA News will be there. We invite you to stay tuned and to check up on voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.